This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 4th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a very special guest going to be joining me here shortly, Father Francis, the co-host of Stormfront. Heard on the Rents Radio Network, 9 to 11 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And second hour, I'm going to be running down through some of the news, may take some phone calls. And then third hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery interviewed Mark Collette in the last couple of days. We're going to be playing that interview. If you've never heard an interview with Mark Collette, he's sometime on Dr. David Duke's broadcast. Very interesting gentleman from Great Britain. You'll really enjoy that. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And next week, first hour, we will have Kevin Alfred Strom, nationalvanguard.org. He'll be joining me. I listened to his podcast from today. Really interesting podcast. You may want to check that out. You can find that on my website, thealternativemedia.com. Over to the left-hand side, you can get to it from there. So let's get started. Do we have Father Francis?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you
hey,
hear me?
How are you doing this evening, sir? Yes, sir.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing fairly well. I've got a little problems here on the farm, but we take care of fixing that all up. We're tough.
You know, we may get around to talking a little bit about that, because I am really an advocate of people becoming more self-sufficient, getting off the grid if they can, and you are doing a lot of that. I mean, you are working diligently farming and being self-sufficient in many ways, and I commend that, because that is not easy work. That's hard work, but it's very rewarding work, I'm sure.
It is. It really is. And, you know, I don't really run a farm for slaughtering animals and stuff like that. Basically, the main goal when we bought the place was to have a fallback position, and it's half a mile down a dirt road where our gate is the end of the road, and behind us is nothing but woods for about 25 miles as far as you can see. And I have the reputation inside the white nationalist community that we have the only farm in the world where all the animals die of natural causes. But it's not entirely true. We've slaughtered a couple lambs, and I just did a crazy trade with a young 4-H girl. She needed a show animal, a goat, and she had no money, so she wanted to give me 6 potbelly pigs for a goat, and I did it. And now we have 20 potbelly pigs because they have babies pretty regularly. So I should have just given the young girl the goat, and it would have been a lot easier. But we've taken the pigs and had them, you know, we had some of them killed and cut up into meat, and they're really, really good. And so, I think you and I spoke earlier, you're going to talk to your wife about goats. We help white nationalist families, especially young people. I don't think you're like the same category as the guys I'm talking about, but they don't have that much money, and we always give them a pair of breeding goats so that get them going, you know. So that's the kind of stuff we do. And I'm just watching an article here on glyphosate or Roundup and the corruption. The rampant corruption in every single part of our life that you would never think of it. The universities are in it. There's a report earlier, universities involved in trafficking of human organs, and they work as middlemen, and the money gets passed, they get donations, and then they run these scientific... Pardon? Say again?
Go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
Okay, so...
Go ahead. I'm listening. You're doing fine.
I had never knew this stuff before. And earlier you asked me, how did I get involved in this? What opened up my eyes? Well, I was a manufacturer, and I was able to retire pretty early in 1994. I went on like a five-year sailing jaunt in Mexico and Caribbean and various other places. And when I lived in Mexico, I tried to do little couple of jobs just to keep my mind occupied. You go crazy if you don't have anything to do. I was only 48 years old. And I was warned by another American, he said, don't get caught. There's three guys over there watching you, and if they see you take money from that guy that you just put that antenna up on the top of his mast, of course, it's work that Mexicans didn't want to do. It was 100 feet off the water and, you know, swinging on a rope. And I only got paid 10 bucks for like an hour's worth of work. I just really did it to keep my mind occupied. So I realized if I wanted to go back to work, I'd have to come back to the United States. So I did. And I thought about going back in my manufacturing business, but the insurance costs were so high initially when I was within business that I went to a self-help legal seminar to get information to find out how I could defend myself in court from product liability lawsuits or things like that that are usually unfounded, you know. And while I was at one of these seminars, these guys handed me this Christian identity introduction packet. And I read it, and I said, these guys are nuts. And all these things they were saying, I knew they would had to be lies. So I went down to the library, started looking up some of the stuff that they said, and found out that pretty much everything they told me was true. And then I just realized, I was 50 years old at that time, that I had been lied to all my life. And then I just got angry. And then I decided, you know what, I got to do something about this. I got to let other people know about this. Because this is horrible. People are losing jobs. People are all kinds of bad things happen, and it's all interconnected. And Pizzagate and organ harvesting and how these things are tied to the same groups of people. And now that my eyes have been open, initially now it's it was 20 years ago. But you know, I'm hard at it, and basically I do vocational training for European American youth, and I try to set when I say youth now, to be anybody well 40 is a kid, and and I try to set them up and get an operation going for them, all because of the fact that these guys gave me this eye opening document or documents back in 1997. And like I said, initially I was more like a patriot, fully informed jury, gun rights, that kind of stuff. But then as I went on, I became more and more pro-white. And now I'm not anti-anybody else. In fact, the first radio show I did with two black Muslim guys. And it was on the same show, a station that Don Black had originally been on in West Palm Beach, Florida. And our goal was to keep black people and white people away from fighting against each other. And, you know, apparently we've been unsuccessful, but that show lasted about 6 months, I would say. And we've been unsuccessful because right now, look what's happening. Black people are being pitted against white people. And we had a South African guy on the Stormfront show, I think it was Thursday. Yeah, it was past Thursday. And he was telling us how the parallels between what happened in South Africa and Zimbabwe and what's going on here today are just frightening. And, you know, they're putting stronger border protections and all this. This is not to keep people out. That's pretty obvious. This is to keep people in. If we want to leave, already Chuck Schumer has put a proposal, I don't know how far along it's moved, to if you wanted to expatriate, you would have to surrender 40% of your wealth before you were allowed to leave the country. That's the kind of stuff that's happening. And, you know, we all got good and bad things about Trump, but at least he's a businessman, and I think a businessman knows how to make money. He certainly did. And he knows how to pull strings and get things done. And hope it looks like he's going with the immigration, what he said he was going to do. And I'm a little disappointed in the fact that he wants to invade Iran now. I hope he doesn't do that. We have enough of these wars. It's insane. Every place we went, we were bogged down into a quagmire of death and driving those people out, and they're coming here. And then they're blowing up movie theaters and shooting people in the streets and running people over with cars. The cops in Berlin and Paris are now wearing chainmail. Chainmail. they look like they come from something out of a medieval, you know, movie or something. So, you know, I'm going to continue to fight. And my main goal for coming on with you guys is that we need to unite. We need to all put aside our differences, that, you know, petty little differences most of the time, put them aside and join together, and we need to fight.
Well, you know, when you look at, and I'm sure your perspective, being a little bit older than me, you have seen the transformation of America. I mean, you've seen it go literally from Leave It to Beaver, Andy Griffith, to the depraved filth that's on TV today, to the depraved filth that's in the music that spews out of Hollywood, to just like the Berkeley. I've been looking at the videos of what happened in Berkeley. Now, I'm no fan of Milo, and I know you're not either. This is a Jewish homosexual that goes around trying to claim he's the head of the alt-right. He's Breitbart, works for Breitbart. But could you imagine? Now I get NBC News, and they've given this very little coverage of these riots. Could you imagine if this was some black activist that was going there to speak, and the white students had practically burnt the college down, set cars on fires, busted out the windows? I mean, it was a huge melee that took place at Berkeley, and the mainstream media, of course, not giving it any airtime, just a little bit of lip service. The hypocrisy is just unbelievable. And you know, we've seen it. It's widespread. We've seen the protest that's occurred everywhere Donald Trump has went, still occurring about the Muslim ban. And I mean, from your perspective, having watched really the kind of the white nationalist movement, which I guess for a long time maybe was in a little bit of a slow decline, and now it's got such a resurgence. You've got all these great podcasts. You've got some of the hardest working men like Dr. Patrick Slattery. He's covering a lot of bases. Daily Stormer. I mean, things have really progressed and changed drastically. And maybe it's because it's gotten so bad. I mean, a person is denied even their freedom of speech at a college campus, even though I don't agree with Milo, and I'm not an advocate. I'm an advocate of the First Amendment. What is your opinion when you look at the whole perspective of the last 40 years coming to today? I mean, it's got to be quite a pill to swallow.
Well, yeah, I graduated high school in 1965. So, you know, in 1965, I never saw a Mexican. I lived in New Jersey originally, just 8 miles from New York City, from the Empire State Building, actually, about 30 miles from where Donald Trump grew up, maybe even less. And so the brashness of Trump, that was just common in where we lived. Of course, he lived in an upscale place. I lived pretty much I wouldn't call it the ghetto, but my high school was more than 60% black. And, you know, and I didn't, when I moved to Florida in 1979, I had not yet seen a Mexican in this country. So 79 is not that far back. You know, it's 37 years. So it's just not that far back. And when I went to Florida, I first started seeing signs of Mexicans. And but even before, I used to race motorcycles, so I was in Florida for the winter series of motocross racing, and there were Cubans, yeah, but, you know, and the Cubans were hard-working, productive people, and you know, and they kept nice neighborhoods and that sort of thing, and they had to scatter from the persecution that they were facing from the communists. So, but how does it? But they're intelligent people, and then the Mexicans started coming in. We see more and more and more of them. It's insane. And then they, you know, we had Puerto Ricans and we had black people. That was it. You know, you didn't have any of these. Oh, you had Chinese restaurants. Yeah, we had a couple of them, but no Indians, no East Indians. And so, and how does it take? Andrew Anglin, you mentioned Deadly Stormer. He was on a clip I saw. He claims there's 100,000 Somali refugees in Columbus, Ohio alone, just in Columbus, not the whole state. The average IQ is 68. How does that benefit my country? How do the Sioux Indians or the Seminoles or the Navajos or the any of the other Indian tribes, the Chinese people had helped to build the railroads, black people that are descended from slaves, and white people. How does that benefit all of these Americans that have been here for 100 years? You know, there's no benefit from that. Mexicans, yeah, okay, they come in, they're taking our jobs, but they work. You know, they gobble up a lot of welfare too, but they're fairly intelligent people, and you know if you go into California, you Mexicans are just everywhere. When I first started sailing, I went to California, Long Beach, and then sailed down the Baja coast and up into the Sea of Cortez. I don't think I would do that anymore. I think Mexico is probably much more violent to Americans at this point. There's the places I used to go in Newark, New Jersey, when I lived just outside of Newark. I worked in Newark, New Jersey. It was a major manufacturing hub in this country back in the late 60s and 70s. Now there's no manufacturing going on there. And I wouldn't go in those same streets that I went on when I was back when I was 22, 23, 25 years old. It's dangerous. You know, you knew you didn't want to go in the black neighborhood at night in Newark, even back in 1965. But I don't think I'd feel safe walking down a city street in daytime in Newark anymore. They're out of control.
You bring up the fact. I mean, it is insanity to even fathom the thought that we're going to go over and destabilize all these countries like Libya and Iraq and Syria and arm ISIS and create just destroy these countries, and then in return bring these people that obviously are hostile to us, and the answer that the Jewish controlled media has given us, that we have to bring them here and show them, you know, what America's like and love them so that they won't hate us, and then we're supposed to turn a blind eye to all this violence that they bring, and of course, you know, their religious traditions, and they expect us to choke that down. It really, to me, it comes down to the Jewish control on the media are playing the American people, and especially the white American people, like a maestro plays the violin, and they're keeping all these groups, agitated at one another constantly. The blacks are opposed to the whites, and the Muslims are opposed to the whites, and we are always the racists, no matter what. You know, there's not a single scholarship that I know of in America that's dedicated just to a white person. They've eliminated the merit-based system, which it should be with this affirmative action, and the white American middle class has took it to the teeth and took it in the teeth and took it in the teeth, and I don't know, it'd be a great question to ask you. You know, the bias of the media against Donald Trump was so blatant all the way through the campaign, that I really believe that the scales has fell off the eyes of a lot of people. They've seen that bias, and it's driving them, maybe like never before, to Stormfront.org, to the Stormfront radio show, to broadcasts that are actually discussing these issues and are letting people call in and discuss issues that before, you know, it's really kind of exploded in the alternative media and in racial awareness about the white race. I'll let you answer all that on the other side, Father Francis. We're coming up on a break. We're back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Father Francis. Stay with me.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Father Francis, co-host of Stormfront, heard 9 to 11 Eastern Time on Rents Radio. Radio.com. Father Francis, I wanted to give you the opportunity just to address the depravity that is constantly digested by the American public through television, the movies, the music, and how we've really seen it. It's transcended into the youth. I mean, we've got a much more pro-homosexual, now the transgender, it's all promoted and glorified through the media and the adverse effect that it's had on our people, the white race.
Yeah, we went from Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver, Ozzie and Harriet, all integral families, father and a mother and children. Then the first slippery slope we start coming to is even Lassie. And what about My Three Sons, where there was no mother? We had uncle, whatever his name was, and the father. And then it gradually gets worse and worse until we got Sex in the City, Rosie O'Donnell, all of these weirdo shows. I mean, I don't have a television. I haven't watched television. Haven't had a television working where I lived since at least 15 years. At least 15 years. If I was at some other person's house and they had a television, I might watch it, and I just sit there and shake my head. I can't believe that anybody could be so stupid that they would watch this garbage on TV. There's so many other cool things out there to do. You know, I didn't really watch television too much early on, because when I was in my 20s, I was a pretty good motorcycle racer, a professional drag racer, and more or less amateur road race, half mile, dirt bikes, that kind of stuff, and chased girls. I mean, that was really my big vision in life, is girls. But, you know, it kind of pushed me ahead to be successful, because you have to have money if you really want to be a hit with the girls, especially when you're only 5'4" or 5'5" inches tall. you got to have a little bit of an edge. and the things that you're talking about before, like the if it was black people burning down these things, well, we did early on a meeting up in Chicago. The place was called Tinley Park. Some people on that listening may know of it. And it was nine of us. And I had a gun in my vehicle outside of the parking lot. And sure enough, the same Antifa ARA storm in the restaurant and start attacking us, 18 of them. Same outfits, masks, hoodies, sticks, nunchucks, clubs, hammers, knives. And not only did they attack us, they pretty much smashed up the whole restaurant. Well, I spent 15 months driving from either East Tennessee or East Coast Florida back and forth to Chicago, 15 court appearances, just because I had a gun in my vehicle. Not with me in the restaurant where the attack took place. And so they used that as a tool to try to oppress me, to take my freedom of speech away. Blacks can talk all they want about being beaten. I had my ribs broken by police before. They can talk all about police brutality, but what about this misuse of the prosecutor's office against all white people? What about Matt Hale? He's in jail pretty much for the rest of his life for really not doing anything near. He didn't say anything close to what these Black Lives Matter leaders say about go out and kill cops, pigs in a blanket, you know, blatant, in your face, telling people to go out and murder cops and murder white people. Did you hear that one black woman out there? And I think she was from Portland. She's saying, "We F this," and every other word out of her mouth was F. And she wants white people to give her our money and our houses. Not just our houses, our effing houses, our effing money, our effing possessions, because we oppress them. Let me tell you something. The reality is black people rounded up black people, sold them to Arabs, loaded them on Jewish ships, and shipped them into the United States, and you are the luckiest people in the world that you could. Of course, the Middle Passage was evil because it was on Jewish ships primarily, and when they got to America, what a lucky break. Housing, clothing, food, medical care, all free. All for free. You had to do a little work in the field, yeah. Some guys were blacksmiths. Some guys were carpenters. They had it made. I'm Irish. We lived in freezing cold cellars and were used to do the most dangerous work and horribly oppressed. And black people got nothing to complain about compared to what Irish people did. The last group of people who came into this country to pay their own way were probably the Italians and the Poles. After that, everybody starts getting a free ride. And believe me, like I said, you go to Mexico and you try and work, you're going to get arrested. They're going to take everything you got of value, and you will be out of that country, like, right now. Another guy I know, he had an FM3 visa, which is a working permit in Mexico. He ran 5 dive shops in Cozumel and Cancun, which is on the Caribbean side of Mexico. He got harassed so much, he just finally said, "I'm done." Closed up the shops. All the people that were working for him lost their jobs, and he came back to Florida, and he's working now in Vero Beach, Florida. This happens all the time, and people don't know how bad it is in these other countries. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to point out.
Coming up on a break, we'll talk about hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Father Francis. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the alternative media. Can you hear me okay, Father Francis?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I want to touch a little bit on the importance of networking. We had Travis Goley and Kevin Harris on Stormfront, two different days. Travis Goldie does a thing called Community First. Kevin Harris does White Lives Matter. Through them, they were listened to on Stormfront. A regular Stormfront listener lives in Texas. Travis lives in Illinois. Kevin lives in Connecticut. They were able to get this guy in Texas connected with another white nationalist only lives about 2 miles away from him in Texas. That's the importance of networking. And if we, pitch each other shows, Jim Rizzoli, it's R-I-Z-O-L-I, he makes some really cool Holocaust videos and clips. He's a cool guy to visit. You can look all these people up on the internet. I'm sure you'll find them. Monica Schaefer, she did that video that was Sorry Mom. She starts playing the violin. The clip starts her playing the violin. Sorry Mom about the Holocaust. I didn't believe that when you told me it wasn't as bad as they played it out to be. And so she makes this posthumous apology to her mother. Her mother being dead, not herself, and exposes all of these things about the Holocaust. Tom Bowie was on. He's from the American Freedom Party, I think, that you guys just advertised a little while ago. We had the Knights Party, Tom Robb down in Arkansas on. All of these people are all beginning to connect and get together. The second hour of Stormfront was co-hosted by a fellow in California. His name is, calls himself Don Advo on the show. He's an attorney in California. It's, it's very important that we all work together and try and get rid of all of these stupid little animosities. It's usually jealousy in somebody else's position or a disagreement on what tactic should be employed. We all want to win, And my thing is always, I don't care if I throw the winning pass into the end zone in the Super Bowl. I'll just be the water boy as long as I get my Super Bowl ring. I want my team to win, and my team is white people. That's where I'm standing at. And anybody wants to call me any names about that, I really don't care.
Well, we touched on the hypocrisy. I mean, there's so many people that's in prison right now, like Jonathan Bonehill. I've covered this story, and Ursula, I forget her last name. It's the grandmother in Germany. And I know the lady you're talking about that created the song. I think she was in Canada, and she's being persecuted. And there, not too long ago, the Senate. Right at Christmas, the Senate had passed unanimously in a matter of days Anti-Semitism Protection Act, I believe was the name of it. The House voted it down, and it got no press. And they were trying to implement those same laws like they've got in place in Germany and France and Great Britain and Canada to eliminate free speech with regards to talking about Jews or Israel or the Holocaust. The same routine. And I mean, so this passed the Senate in December unanimously, and practically no press coverage other than broadcasts like this and Stormfront and others that really fixate on these matters. And it's really important. It is important that we unite and we work together. And I know a lot of people are worried about, COINTELPRO and people, setting them up. We've seen and heard these stories, but we can't be internet patriots. We can't do all of this. It can't be done without people out front willing to tell the truth. I say this all the time on this broadcast. I just want the truth. The truth doesn't have a steering wheel. It takes you wherever it goes. But wherever it goes, we got it. When we're talking about the truth, we got to be able to talk about the truth. And I wanted to ask you this because I'm no, constitutional lawyer, but, I have read my Constitution. How about this fact that a federal judge has struck down the president's executive order, basically eliminating the president from restricting travel into this country of people hostile to our security? I did not even know that a federal judge had the power to strike down an executive order. I've never heard of that happening before. Usually federal judges are striking down, like Proposition 187 or where people vote that they want to have genetically food labeled. You can't have that. And here comes the federal judge. But here in a in the interest of national security, a federal judge has struck down, and we're going to have a court battle over it. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, one thing that I really didn't want to talk about it too much before the election. I didn't want the pre-Trump legislature with Obama there ready to sign. But in 1952, the Congress gave full authority to the President of the United States to stop immigration in whole or in part if he felt that it was a threat to the country. And he was also able to deport people that he thought would be a danger to the country. And so right then and there, that was Dwight D. Eisenhower. I remember from going to grammar school, the chant, "We like Ike." That's one of those old slogans. He deported millions of Mexicans in 1952. I forget the name of the law. It's still on the books. It was never taken down. In 1979, Jimmy Carter shut down immigration from Iran, and he deported several thousand Iranians. So this law has been on the books. It's still on the books, and Donald Trump has the authority to do whatever he thinks is right for the country. And these guys are just throwing up roadblocks. I'm not sure about the one in Portland, the one you're talking about, but there was one in Massachusetts where they had a restraining order on the act, the deportation, actually. But it was reheard, I think, just yesterday. The judge says, no, he's not going to extend the time. He's going to let the deportation take place because the ACLU has no grounds or no hope of winning the case in court. Their legal argument is weak and it's not going to have any chance of winning.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you see, you mentioned Chuck Schumer. He's up there crying these well-rehearsed fake tears over deporting Muslims because he cares so much. He cares so much about bringing in these invaders into this country. But, you know, where was Chuck Schumer when we're over there bombing these wedding parties and we're indiscriminately killing these women and children? There's no tears from Chuck Schumer then. I mean, the hypocrisy. And you were talking about Chicago, and I wanted to bring this up because I had made this prediction several weeks ago, and it was so easy to make. And, of course, it's coming true. You remember the Hateful Four in Chicago that was torturing the disabled white man?
Yeah.
They called him the Hateful Four. And I said that weekend on this broadcast, I said, the Jewish-controlled media will not follow that story. It's not Trayvon Martin. It doesn't fit their narrative. You'll never see them in court. You won't know if they bond out. You won't know when their court appearance is. You won't know if they take a plea bargain. You won't know when they're sentenced. You won't hear anything else about this once they can get this off of the main storyline. And here we are. We're several weeks later, and I haven't heard nary a peep of what's happened about that story. Now, if that story right there had been reversed and it had been four young white youths, whether they were 18, some of them were over 18, and they had got a Obama supporter, a black guy, and had tortured him like that, that would be in the news every night, just like them Skankdashians are. It would be in the news every night for months until the sentencing phase and everything played out. You would know every detail of everything there is to know. And I really think that right there, this hypocrisy that is so blatant now, it is driving people to Stormfront. I looked at the Stormfront website the other day, and I was just amazed at, you know, how many people had posted. I mean, it's the big one. And now that technology is advanced to the point that instead of watching three news networks that tell you the same story, which is the way it was when I grew up, you've got the internet in the palm of your hand, and everyone can educate themselves, whether they want to learn about Bilderberg or they want to learn about the truth about the Holocaust or World War II or what have you. And it's really exploding, and I think that's why we're starting to see, maybe for the first time in my lifetime, I'm here in North Carolina, I'm in the Bible Belt, but we're seeing a lot of people that their opinions are changing with regards to Israel. You know, Israel has had such a control over this country. Everyone pro-Israel, for all this foreign aid, fighting these wars for Israel. Of course, the church heavily involved and supported. But it seems like maybe, just maybe, those tides are starting to change some. What's your opinion on that and the stranglehold that Israel and the Jews have had over the Christian community and how well it's worked for the last several decades. Anyway, they've really had the white race basically on its knees willingly, being subservient to the Jews and Israel.
Well, there's two kinds of Christians out there. There's the Paul Christians, and then there's the John Christians. Now, Paul was I forget what his verses are. I'm not really keen on Paul's preaching, but I always tell everybody, Book of John, chapter 8. These are the Antichrist, the Sanhedrin, the Sadducees, the Pharisees. And what did Jesus say to them? He says, if you knew my Father, you would know me. But you don't know my Father because you're not of my Father. You're of your father, the devil. Now, if a Christian doesn't believe, and that's the words written in red, you know, in some of the Bibles, you get some of the words are written in red. Those are supposedly Jesus' own words, quotes, more or less. And how can you sit there and tell me something from, it may have been you, Farron. Was it you that told me about how God came to Abram before he was Abraham and said, if the people that will bless you, I will bless, and the people that go against you, I will curse. But then again, later on down the road in the Old Testament, God rejects Israel and basically tells them, get out. And a lot of the Orthodox Jews today don't believe there should be a state of Israel because they turn their back on God. And Israel wasn't the name for the Jews. They were from Judea. Israel were the 10 northern tribes. You know, Dan, Manasseh, Ephraim, Zebulun, those were the northern tribes, and they were at war with each other. So, you know, it's just incredible that they can pick a few things. That's why I won't read just like one chapter and verse. I want to read the whole chapter. I want to read the whole thing. My brother-in-law, hardcore Roman Catholic guy, he said, oh, you're always supposed to turn the other cheek. That's what sometimes. He said, oh, no, always. I said, well, why did Jesus say, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one? He didn't say never is the time to fight. He said now is not the time to fight. At some point. And what about this new pope? The poor Syrians, take down the wall. I remember when popes used to send crusaders to the Middle East to kill Arabs and to take back the Holy Land for the people that really owned it, and that was Christians. So, I mean, it's gotten so perverted and so twisted and weird. And I really, when you see how this is all interconnected, how money changes hands, the university systems are right smack in the middle of it. A high-level BLM guy just got a job in a university maybe a couple months ago. He's earning $165,000 a year. So that's how they pass the money along. It's a game. It's a big game.
And, you know, when you mentioned the Pope, we actually, you know, the Pope was against Donald Trump. I don't think I've ever seen the Pope really, you know, get involved much in politics. But the Pope getting involved was fine. But now Russia can't. But the Pope can get involved because he was against Donald Trump. Donald Trump really had to go up against the media, Hollywood, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, all the homosexuals, all the transgender, the Pope. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's amazing that through all of that, I really didn't think it was possible. I hate to say it. I don't want to, you know, demoralize the troops, but I really thought that, you know, Hillary Clinton was probably going to go in and she was going to change the demographics of this country to the point that we would never be able to ever elect anyone that would do anything ever again. I found it really amazing. And I'm not saying I'm 100%, you know, pro Trump all the way, but what he's doing so far is really good for our cause, and hopefully he will keep doing it, and maybe, you know, like these incidents like at Berkeley may work in our favor because people are seeing that these people that preach tolerance, they are so tolerant and they care so much. Unless someone comes along and wants to say some pro white statements or you know, talk about ending affirmative action or whatever, and then they just go crazy and they try to justify. I've got a clip I'm going to play next hour of the Democratic Republican or Representative Val Deming. She's from Florida, and she said these riots was a beautiful sight. I mean, they're totally okay with anything as long as it's the blacks or the homosexuals doing it.
Yeah, I know. I just can't. I don't see how they can justify it anymore. The hypocrisy is outrageous. I mean, they're calling us violent, and then they go out. For example, when I got busted up there in Chicago for that gun in the vehicle, the headline in the Chicago Tribune or whatever the name of the paper was, protesters attack white supremacists in a family restaurant. These were not protesters. These were violent thugs with weapons. And we were just nine people trying to discuss ways to help young white Europeans get jobs and learn trades. That's it. How does that make us white supremacists? You know, when the cop was questioning me, I thought he was trying to help us. I said, you know what? Today, we're the victims. You just give it a couple days, we'll be the perpetrators. And sure enough, that's exactly what they did. And they tried desperately to put me in jail. And they tried desperately to put another guy in jail. But he beat his case, and I beat mine, and five of those guys went to jail. They went to prison 3.5 to 6 years.
Wow. We're coming up on the last break. Hang on for me. We'll wrap it up on the other side. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Turn alternative media fan in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I am joined with Father Francis, co-host of Stormfront on Rents Radio, rentsradio.com. I want to thank you so much for joining me and the work that you're doing. You know, the work that you're doing trying to help young white Americans, bless you for that. There needs to be more of that. And the work you're doing on Stormfront. You're scheduling a lot of the guests. You have had some great, great guests. You mentioned some of them, and it's all in the archive. You can go there and check it out. But we've only got a couple of minutes, and I wanted to give you the last word. Anything that you would like to add? And, you know, I am all for all of us working together, you know, for the betterment of the future of our children. Absolutely. So we've got a couple of minutes. They're yours, sir. And again, thank you.
Well, and thank you for having me on, and we definitely would like to get you on Stormfront. And, you know, Patrick Slattery, he's been on first hour pretty much on Stormfront with me and Don Black for, I'd say, the last 3 or 4 weeks. The former co-host of the first hour, he has 3 children now, and he had family things he had to do and a lot of work to do. So, yeah, come on over, and I'll talk about this on Stormfront, the fact that I was on this show. And I wouldn't be surprised if my friend in Texas, Red, is listening to the show tonight, and he was he called me up so happy this morning, and told me that how wonderful it was that from having guests on Stormfront and me going on their shows, and this also ties back to Chris Bond. He's up in he's a British guy. He lives up in Northern Virginia. It's just amazing how far and wide we are connected. And it's internet, you know. People say, "Oh, there's nowhere left to go. Where are we going to go?" We got the internet now. I mean, you know, a geographically delineated area. My 1955 dictionary tells me that a nation is a group of people of the same race, religion, historical background that all speak the same language. That does not sound like the United States. And so the nation, if California breaks off, you know, if they break off, that means others of us can break off. And so that means that, you know, I've been a Southern sympathizer and a supporter of the Confederacy for my whole life, even when I lived in New Jersey. You know, I knew all about Southern Civil War history. Because it was the rebellious spirit, I guess, in me. I never, you know, everybody says, oh, think outside the box. My mom taught me there is no box. Whatever you want to do, you can do it because you're good. And that's what I would say to all white people out there. We are good. We're adventurous. We're intelligent. We overcome all obstacles. You go on sailing across an ocean, whitewater rafting, bungee jumping, climbing Mount Everest. What other racial group does that besides white people? Nobody. Go to space. You know, you might take a ride on a rocket ship that we built, but, you know, we pioneered that because we're not afraid to go and do these things because we know whatever we encounter, we will overcome that. And that's the really special part about white people. Not just we have the highest IQ or any of that stuff there. It's that we're inventive. And we know, we have confidence that we can overcome all obstacles, and usually we figure out a way to do it. I've been involved in some pretty dangerous stuff. You know, when you sail 250 miles offshore, you don't call 911, you're on your own.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, and I agree with all those words. We're out of time. We'll do this again soon, sir. Thank you so much.
You got it. Have a good evening.
We're coming up on the top of the hour break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Razor and I walk the line on that silver blade.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.